Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project on the first day of the week. Man, I'm telling you, I am excited to be alive today. All praises be to the Most High. Yah. Strangest thing happened to me today. Now, listen, you guys. I am in my room, minding my own business, not bothering nobody. And all of a sudden, I see these boots on my porch. And my water hose spigot is open. This man was on my porch putting water in a bucket because his car broke. He didn't ask enough. And I'm like, hey, what do you think you're doing? It's just unbelievable the nerve that some people have. I'm serious. Wow. Oh, my goodness. So that was the highlight of my day. He said, but I'm sorry. I needed some water. I said, you could have at least asked me. You right. Can you imagine the fear when you look outside your bedroom and you got boots on your porch? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Oh, my Lord. So that's been my day. I hope you guys have had a very eventful day as well and happy to be alive and all that good stuff. Man, I've been nerve before. People got nerve. I'm telling you. Jeez. But I'm here, all praises. He was very nice. He didn't come back no more. I guess I scared him, but I don't know. But, yeah, so I am just here making my way through the rest of the week. This is the first day of the week. And how it has started for me. All praises be to the Most High. If you can hear me, I need somebody to push one. I won't call on you. I won't open up your phone. Just push one. Let me know you can hear me. All praises. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now, I have a question for you. I got so many text messages about that lesson yesterday. I know that lesson was good. I know it was good. I know it was. We're going to continue it next week. However, if anybody wants to ask something or you want to make a comment about it, please feel free. Those are the things right there, you guys, that when, oh, they're going to the hand going up. Those are the things when the word opened up like that, you got to just humble yourself on down and give it the credit that is due. It's a powerful thing. I'm telling you. Hold on. Let me get him over. Eric Code 904, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Jerry. This is Uriah. I'm telling you, yesterday, I was sitting on the edge of my seat. It was an excellent lesson. I mean, I was really intrigued in it. I was wanting to know more. I didn't stay the whole time. I had to leave like as soon as the sun went down because I had another appointment. I don't know whether you said who Melchizedek was or not, but it was exciting. It was really, really exciting. Thank you so much for that lesson.
Wasn't it good? Oh, my goodness. That's
it was very good.
When you get into that Godhead, that's a whole nother thing. It's a whole nother machine all by itself. And you know what it did? It does. It tears down everything that you've been taught by everybody because it's right there in black and white. I mean, you know, that's the beautiful part about the word. It's right there in black and white. And all you can be like is just saying, wow. And you know what? I didn't know if you guys was getting it or not, because the men wasn't saying too much. It was just the women talking. I'm like, is the men getting it?
I did a little study. I did a little study on that like a year ago, and what you found out about it, I found out the same thing. That's why I was excited, kind of confirming what I was looking at last year. So, yes, it was excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're very welcome. Very, very welcome. Very welcome. You know, you got to write a book on that one. That deserves a book. You know what I'm saying? It don't gotta be. It don't have to be that many pages, but it do deserve a book, cause that shut down all the naysayers and all the gaysayers, all of it. They shut all that down. Shut it all down. Appreciate you. Anybody else have a comment you want to make about yesterday? Cause I'm telling you, I got emails on top of emails. I mean, text messages. Everybody's still trying to understand that thing. And it is a beauty. If you miss class, let me say this. I know that there's a lot of Israelite groups that's on YouTube, and they're putting a lot of information out there. We don't put all of our classes on YouTube. So what we have out there is what we have out there. What we teach in class It's what we teach in class. Now, we don't charge anybody for the lesson. We don't believe in all of that. But I have come to find out that if you come to class, you'll get a better understanding and you'll be able to interact more than if we put everything on YouTube. So we don't put everything that we teach on YouTube. We just don't do it no more. Now, some things we do, but I haven't put a lesson up there in a long time. And you know why? Because I've come to realize that some of these pastors are going to our email, to our YouTube channels, and they're trying to create less messages off of the things that we have been teaching to try to keep their people in their churches. And we don't want that to happen. We just don't want that. You know, in order for you to really be able to fully understand this, you have to come out of it. I mean, it's just, there's no other way. You can't straddle the fence. So, you know, when you understand the dynamic of these things, you know, it's best to, that's why I said bring your pen and your paper and your notebook, because you're going to need a notebook to be able to write these scriptures down. And it was just, we stayed on till what time? I had to leave at 6:30. I think I clocked out about 6:15. I think I clocked out about 6:15 from 3:30. So, and everybody was still engaged. People were still asking questions. People were still coming up with answers and trying to understand it. And it's a beautiful thing because it's right there in black and white. It's right there. So to those people who are listening, under the sound of my voice, we will next Saturday be again on the Godhead. If you are interested in joining us next Saturday, come to our Sabbath class. It is at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number that you can call directly in without a code is 720-820-1215. That's the same number, 720-820-1215. If you call in that number on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will be able to join our class and start. We're going to start off where we ended, to break down that Godhead, because that is a powerful, powerful thing to break it down. And like I said, all the things that we've been taught, all the things in both Christianity and Hebrew Israelism, you have to take a back seat to it. Because not only did we found the scriptures, but we precept all day. And we proved all day. And it was a powerful thing, I'm telling you. We precept and we proved all day. You know, now there were some mistakes in there yesterday, and we went back over those before we hung up the phone, and we made some corrections. But for the most part, we precept that thing yesterday all day. And we proved it. So, you know, when you understand your Elohim, and the more we learn, the more we realize these people are not worshiping Yah. They died. You know, so I was excited. I'm still excited. Anybody else have a comment, please feel free to push one. Everybody was excited yesterday. Everybody was engaged yesterday. Comments was coming from all over the place. You know, and I'm sure that the people went back and did their own study once we got off the phone. And that's the whole purpose of it, is to leave you to the point where you say, oh, I got to go see what that is. And be prepared to come back for some more. So, yes, it was very engaging. It was powerful. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Very, very engaging and very powerful. And we talked about a lot of other things yesterday, too. You know, the waiting on Yah, what it means to wait on the Most High, you know, and expect having an expectation, but realizing that even with our expectation, you know, we have to come to the conclusion that there's a specific time that He has designated for us to do this. You know, to be able to leave here, and we just have to wait, and that the waiting period is your preparation time. It's your preparation time. You know, so yesterday was powerful. Like I said again, if anybody would like to comment about yesterday's class, you know, because people are still calling in, you know, and they're here today, and, you know, if you have a comment about it or a question about it, you know, this is the time now. We're going to be back on it again next weekend, you know, because it's something you can't get enough of. You know, the whole thing, Melchizedek, you know, the priesthood, the royal priesthood, you know, because understanding that there's two priesthoods and knowing why there are two priesthoods, you know, because you got to be able to understand that, you know, you are, the Levitical priesthood will always be here. It will always be there, you know, but then you got the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, and there's a purpose for that too. You know, and you have to be, man, I'm telling you, that word is rich. I love the word. And I know you guys do. Because you keep coming week after week, day after day. You have to have a love for the word of Yah to be able to have that kind of commitment. Now, we've been in it for years and still ain't got enough. I know I haven't. And I've been doing this for years and years and years. You know, I wish it was a way that we could open this up to the prison, to the men and the women that are in prison. I wish it was a way that we could have our Bible classes over the phone and open it up to the people that are in the prison houses and let them be able to call in and put them on a speaker so that they could actually have class with us, because all it's going to take is one phone number. If you can get one telephone number that will put us on speaker, and, you know, and really be able to go in that word, you know, this is how we, you know, spread the word together. Not only just prisons, but college, you know, college campuses all over the place that we can really be able to have a Bible class. I mean, we have one now with the people that we have. And you guys are ready. I'm just going to tell you, you're ready. You are ready to go forth and do what you need to do. It's powerful. It is powerful. You guys are ready to go forth and do what it is you need to do. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. You know, so I'm working on that. You know, like I said, I've had connections all over, you know, the state of Ohio. I'm working on that part of it. You know, I don't know about the dorms and things like that. I'm going to have to try to figure out how that'll work. You know, go into the halfway houses. You know, all kind of places where we can actually be able to spread this knowledge. You know, the group homes where the kids are. You know, group homes and things like that where we can spread this knowledge. Because it's easier to do it virtual than somebody getting their clothes on and going and sitting down somewhere. You know, and if you got a thing for the word, then you got a thing for the word. And it's a lot of young people out there that do, because I did when I was young. When I was 14, I was all in it. I used to study for hours and hours and hours and just read and try to understand back then. You know, but we got to get our children involved in understanding who Yah is. And I think that once you do that and they have a fascination for that word, that'll stop a whole lot of stuff. It really will. I think that'll be the key. You know, mentoring is fine. You know, steering in the right direction is fine. But only when you meet Yah will that do something to change you around completely. So, you know, it's a lot of ideas that we have that we're going to try to put into play so that people will be able to gravitate and learn, because that's all they need to do. Is he said, learn of me. That's all he told us to do, and we're doing that. And the closer we get to it, the better he is. And he's like, man, you are awesome. I am serious. You know, he is an awesome Elohim. Yes, he did. He told us to learn. Let me find that scripture. Matthew 11:25. He said, take my yoke upon me, on you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. And that is the truth. Woo! You know, that's a call out. He said, come find out who I am. Come spend a little time with me. And the only way you do that is in my word. Come understand what kind of Elohim you have and why I chose you and who I am as an Elohim and who I am as the Son of Man and who I am as the Son of Yah. Let me explain you. Oh, my goodness. Ladies, he is absolutely lovely. I'm saying he lovely. You can't find it no better than that. He is absolutely lovely. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So I'm a little excited today. You know, when that word is like that, when you get a taste of that word like that, you know, it's like, wow. Woo. So anybody else want to push one? I don't want to keep talking to myself. You know, anybody else have a comment, question, concern, anything? You know, I try to stay away from current events, you know, because until something really happens that really impacts us, you know, we just basically watching the people play their part like they're supposed to. You know, we know what the government going to do. We know what the church is doing, you know, so I don't try to put a whole lot of stock in that anymore, you know, but the more we spend time with Yah, because he said, seek first the kingdom of Yah and all of his righteousness and everything else will be added unto you. You know. So anybody want to tell me how you felt about yesterday's class? And, you know, did you feel like you got what you came for? Did you feel like, you know, we left too soon and we left you hanging? You know, somebody pushed one. I don't want to keep talking to myself now. Hallelujah. I was not going to have radio show today. I said, let me take the day off. And then some said, nope, keep it going like you always do. Don't stop, don't stop. You know, because I need this as much as you all do. I really do. You know, so I think, you know, that it's really doing what it needs to do for me. It really is. It's doing what it needs to do for me. Because it is really bringing some understanding and some clarity. You know, what a kingdom. Boy, you know, that we have an Elohim that is so nigh. What nation has an Elohim so nigh unto them as we do, that he hears us when we pray? I'm telling you. It's something else. Yes, indeed. That's Deuteronomy chapter 4. It says, for what nation is there so great who have Yah so nigh unto them as the Most High our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that have statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Woo, boy, hold on. Area code 614, your mic is open. You are definitely on the air.
Shalom, shalom.
Hey, shalom, sis.
Yes, I really enjoyed the lesson yesterday. I really got a lot out of it. And I just wanted to comment that you said something that I thought was so profound. You really didn't really go into it. But it just got me, you know, thinking. And what you said was, only a God can redeem a God. And I thought that was just so profound.
Ain't that the truth? Yes, indeed. Man, woo!
You know, I kind of wish you had elaborated on that, but maybe that's another lesson.
That's next week. That's next week. But, I mean, you know, when you think about from power to power, that's true. Man can't redeem a God. Only a God can redeem a God. That is so true. Wow. I didn't even realize it. You know, my mind was, I was working on adrenaline. You know, it was just going, and I'm like, whoa, because when that happens, it's almost like the spirit takes over and your mind is just going and scriptures is just coming and you're trying not to go too fast because everybody wants you to back up and ask questions. And it's like, okay, whoa, let me slow down a little bit. You know, you make comments like that and you just keep going over them. But it's the truth. Only a God can redeem a God. That's how, that's protocol right there. You know, powerful stuff. I'm so excited. I can't wait till he comes. And it's not so that he can destroy the white folks. And I just want to meet him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, does that sound weird? I just want to meet him. I mean, I really want to. Well, I just want to meet him, and I don't want to be afraid. I just want to meet him because I'm already in awe. I'm just like, wow. You know? I just want to see him, you know, so I can just say, wow. That's all right. You know, I mean, you know, maybe that sounds a little weird, you know, but just for me, I just want to see. I just want to do the, like, wow. Whoa. You know, because it's easy. You got to love him, and as powerful as he is and as dangerous as he is that the more loving. He's a loving God. He's a loving Elohim. You know? You know, the emotional part. I ain't even touched the emotional part. You know, where we touched it a little bit last week where he cried. You know, he said he looked at Jerusalem and he cried. And I'm like, why did you cry? I don't understand. Why are you crying? You know, but the emotions is there. You know, he get angry at us. He got angry. He said, my wrath is kindled. And then he told us we provoked him to jealousy. How do you provoke him to jealousy? Man, he said, you have provoked me to jealousy. Man, I'm like, wow. You know, so I'll love it. I'm like, that's me. I'm always, you know, I was always that little kid that said, but why? And my grandma would be like, well, that's just the way it is. And I'd be like, but why? She said, just because. And I said, but why? I've always wanted to know why. And he, the Most High, has just taken that curiosity, and he has groomed it and attached it to his word. And every time I ask why, he answers the question. He do. Be like, but why? Because it just means. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Yes, ma'am, but thank you for your comment. I appreciate it. Anybody else want to? Was you finished, sis? I didn't mean to rush you off.
Yes.
All righty. Anybody else want to push one? Please feel free to do so. The mics are open. All you have to do is push one, and we are here to, you know, to talk, you know, to discuss. You know, but she said, I said the other day, only a God can redeem a God. And that is the truth. Woo, goodness. Because man can't do that. That man don't have enough power to do that. He just don't have enough. You know? And man has to redeem man. You know, they do. Man has to do it. A man had to come. A man had to present himself, you know, as a man. Powerful stuff. I don't mean to take it over, you know, take over the class and go through it, but he is a wonderful Elohim. He is a wonderful Savior, and we're about to meet him in a few minutes. And just a lot, we ain't got too many days left. We're going to meet him in a few minutes and be able to ask the question, so what did you mean when you said this? And what do that mean? We're going to be like, what's his name, Nicodemus. Nicodemus snuck in the nighttime. What you mean, can a man, how can a man be born again? You know, Nicodemus, he had some questions. We're going to have some questions, too. Well, how that work? Well, how did you do that? You know? But again, a lot of it is because we don't really realize the power that we're dealing with. This is the Creator. He created all things. Everything from everything we sitting on, came from the earth. Everything that from the utensils that we put in our mouth to the table to the leg. When you think about the tables and the legs and to the tables and the and everything that we have in our existence came from the earth. Everything from the glass windows to the rubber tires that you roll on your car. All that came from something that Yah created for man to be able to make that out of. That's phenomenal by all by itself. You know? And we just take it for granted. You know, when you look at the skyscrapers and the buildings and the fiberglass and the brick and the mortar and the windows and the faucet you turn the water on with, all that came from something in the earth. You know, that's why it's a fight over this doggone planet. Because he equipped it with everything that we need. There's nothing on here or nothing that we need that he didn't already put on here. And that's why it's such a fight, because everything, look at what man has done with the resources that Yah has provided for us to be able to live. Look at how far we've come. We got machines flying in the air. All of it came from something in the earth. Whether it was a plant, whether it was a mineral, or whatever it was, it created what you're flying in right now. If you're on a plane, the Most High created to something to make the fiberglass or whatever it used to make the airplanes that you're sitting on, the seats, the coverings, everything. Really look at creation like that. It's off the chain. It's like, wow. From the door handle to the door hinges, all of it came from something on the earth. Area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, I had my thing on mute, my phone on mute, sorry. It is so difficult for us to imagine being, you know, a god, or better yet, even imagining that we have such an Elohim that he loves us to the point that in spite of how badly we hurt him, he still had that burning love for us.
Yeah.
That he forgive us. I mean, it's not the first time that we have hurt him. We've hurt him several times. Yet he still loves and wants us.
Yes, he does.
That's hard for us
does.
To accept, because even as humans in personal relationships, whether it's family, spouse, or whatever, you know, sometimes you get hurt so much and so badly that we just tune off and turn away permanently. But our God is not like that.
No.
He's not like that at all. And
no.
I used to have difficulty trying to figure out who is Melchizedek. But I find if you take the Bible prayerfully, piece by piece, you can put it together and you'll get the whole picture.
The whole picture.
That's the only way. Just
Powerful.
Take it a piece at a time, a piece at a time, and look for the key words and you'll be able to find it.
Yes, ma'am.
He doesn't
it's a
leave
power-
us in the dark.
You better believe. Woo! Powerful. It's a powerful thing. It is.
It's so powerful it can be scary sometimes.
I know. And you know what's so scary about it? That it's so, the power is so simple. It's a simple thing. And it's he said it's so simple that a fool wouldn't even be able to err. He uses the simple to confound the wise. And it's like, I'm confounded. I'm messed up in the mind. I'm trying to understand. It's just simple. It's simple. No, you know, there's no bands playing. It's simple and it's meek. And like you said, it's lowly.
Yeah.
But it's powerful.
Yes.
That's why I took that scripture in Matthew. When he said, come and learn of me.
Yeah, isn't that something? He is willing. And he tells you, too, come let us reason together.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
You know, wow. Yeah. Elohim, that's all powerful. And he says, come let us reason together.
Together, yes. Yes, he will. Yes, he does. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke
Hallelujah.
Is easy, my burden is light.
Yes, you trust in him. He always has a way out.
Yes, he does.
We, you know, have a problem, go to him in prayer. Ask him for patience. I ask for that because a lot of times I'm not patient. I used to be, but I find the older that I get, I tend to not have that amount of patience anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray for that all the time, patience.
Yes, yes, yes. He'll give it to you. You know, he will. He'll give it to you. You know, you just got to relax, you know, and you learn after so many years of living, you learn that these are the things that are important. All the stuff, you know, I think about all the years I chased after stuff and I had to, and I had to live in a certain neighborhood and I had to drive a certain kind of car and I had to buy. You know, when you understand that it's just the simple things.
Yes. He's very simple. He makes it clear. He doesn't complicate our lives. We do.
Yep. And it's so plain. It's just plain. It's just plain. He said, come over here and find. He said, learn of me. He said, you knock and I'll open the door. If you ask, I'll answer. He said, and I'll learn what it is you want to know. If you seek me, you shall find me. And that's the truth. He want to be found. You know?
Yes, we but take the time. Take the time.
Yes, and get to know him. Get to know him. You know, it's been a, and you the word is just so rich. It's just a book, you know. It's just a book. Whoa, man, it's just a book. But this book has transformed my life.
So has it done for me also. But that's why the enemy makes the, you know, living complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You, most of your years you work.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, you know, you're working from in your early teens or late teens or whatever, and you have to go to your past 50 in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Some jobs is just 20 years regardless of age, but a lot of jobs you have to go to your in your 60s. And now it's getting to where they're going to change it to your 70s. So, you know, it's a lot of years. You're just running here and there, back and forth. You have so much to do. It isn't easy. He's trying to keep you busy. So if you stay busy, you don't have time to spend with Yah.
Yep, that's true. Yep, because you spend 20 years raising kids. You know, easy. You got 20 years, at least 18 of those years making sure, you know, that you raise your children. You're right, and it takes time. You have to really have an organized, detailed life to be able to, I'm shutting this down. I'm going to spend some time with the Most High. I'm going to spend a little time with him and, you know, read.
Yeah.
That's why, guys, brother, oh, let me open up his mic real quick. Brother Uriah, when I saw that movie, To Hell and Back, that really did something for me, you know, because it made me understand, you know, that you have to take time out and spend time with the Most High. You have to. Even if it's only a few minutes, you have to have a relationship with him. You know, because most of the time we begging for stuff. You know, that's most of our prayer. You know, please come and get us. Please help me get this. Please don't let nothing happen to so-and-so. Please watch over my. But just to spend time with him, you know, say good morning, y'all. You know, I'm so glad that, you know, I got a chance or you let me see another day. You know, it's just we most of the time we are begging. We begging for something. You know, and it's just, you know, when you get excited about the word, I think he gets excited with us. I really do. So I think that is excellent, you know, and I agree with you, sis. I really do. I agree with everything you said. The movie, I advise everybody to watch that movie. It's on Tubi, and it's called To Hell and Back. It's a black movie. It's very good. Very, very good. You know, it's got a spiritual connotation to it, but it's a very good movie. You know, to understand the power of spending time. We know more than they do. You know what I'm saying? We know who he is, and we know what his purpose is, and, you know, that he chose the people, you know? Because everybody came to me yesterday and said, now I understand when they talk about we are the lot of his inheritance. Yeah, because among the gods, when they were passing out nations, he chose us. Powerful stuff. We didn't choose him. He chose us. You know? You know, he said you wasn't all that when I chose you. You was destitute, but I chose you.
And you were few.
I'm saying. All you can say is thank you, you know.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He is.
We need the 1,000 years. We really do need it to learn. Yeah. It's necessary.
Yeah, that's John. Let me put up, get that scripture too. Because I don't want nobody saying, y'all, you making up. I ain't making up nothing. I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. You know, and ordained shall go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Yes, indeed. He said, I chose you. I chose Israel. You know, he chose Israel. Everybody kept saying, what are you talking about, Jacob? No.
No, his surname Jacob.
Oh, they wanted it to be Jacob so bad. Oh, my goodness. Yes, they did. They wanted it to be Jacob so bad. I said, no. No. Yes, Ezekiel 20:5. It says, and I say unto them, thus saith the Most High Elohim, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am the Most High, your Elohim. Woo!
Hallelujah.
And guess what? That was Israel. That was Israel. That was Israel. They kept getting so confused about that yesterday. I said, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about the Elohim of Shem. His name is Israel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We can see signs that he's working. He's doing things. He has to do it in a certain order because we can't see or know all that is going on in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be patient. Yep.
And guess what? This is in Genesis. I thought it was in 5, but it's in 9. And Noah said, hold on, let me get the scripture. Because we have to be able to tell you where this stuff is. This is after, it says, and Noah said, now he said this, Noah said, and he said, blessed be the Most High Elohim of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And didn't the Most High give us the land of Canaan? Didn't he give it to us? He said, blessed be the Most High, the Elohim of Shem. And Shem's Elohim's name is Yisrael. And what scripture do we have to prove that? Let me pull it up. I'm going to put this on the record. 2 Chronicles. Uh-oh. 2 Chronicles. We're going to break this down for y'all. Chapter 7, verse 14. What does it say? They quote this all the time in church. He said, if my people, who is his people, sis?
We are.
We are. Which are called?
by his name.
Uh-oh, what's his name?
Israel.
His name is Israel because we called the children of Israel shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. He told you, he said, my people, which are called by my name, and there's nobody else in the earth called the children of Israel but us.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah.
We're close now. We're close. We're close
yes,
to
ma'am.
That mark.
Yes, ma'am. We did. Yes, ma'am. We talking about the Elohim of Shem. His name is Israel. That's why he gave Jacob his name. He said, I'm a surname in my name. I am. So we don't be called the children of Jacob anymore. We call the children of Israel.
Of Israel.
Israel. Ooh, that was Israel. Lord, have mercy. It's so deep. You know what? I hope, you know, because a lot of people was baffled. I hope that they can follow next week. I really do hope they can follow next week. You know,
they will. They will.
They was baffled. They was like, oh, my goodness. Ooh, wee.
It takes a little while, but the Ruach is going to speak to them and instruct
yes.
them slowly.
Yes, yes, she will. Yes, she will.
So that we all will come to the understanding.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, even, you know, and it's just so powerful. It's just a powerful thing. I don't even know what else to say. I wonder, you know, and then I wonder what wisdom looks like. Wonder what she looked like.
She must be gorgeous, very beautiful.
She got to be. She got to be.
And flawless.
She got to be. She got to be. Yes, Proverbs 4:7 said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, he said, get understanding. But
mm-hmm.
she is the principal thing. You get her. He calls her a she. Woo.
Yes.
Let me read that real quick, y'all. He said, he taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Watch what he said. He said, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Ain't that what we do when we love right? Ain't that how we do it?
Yes.
mm-hmm. We do. When we love right, you ain't got to care in the world. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get an understanding.
Get understanding.
And exalt mm-hmm. her, shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. You know what, this right here is telling you all how to treat us. It is. She shall give to thy head an ointment of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Oh, hear, oh, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. That's that girl. You can't leave that girl out under no circumstance. You got to include that girl. She goes along with he. And she and he go together. Leave that alone. They're going to get upset. Somebody will get mad. Yes, indeed. Well, they go together. They go together.
She and he goes together. That makes for us.
Yes, that's it. She and he goes together. Can't have one without the other. You can't. It's just a principle. It's a principle that we have to live by. It's, you know, and then you know what I have to say to the world? I've been on this show a long time, for many, many years, and I know that there's many people listening to us from all walks of life. And I want to share something with you. There is nothing better than you lining your life up according to Yah's word. There is nothing better than keeping his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. This has been one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. Now, does it mean life is perfect? No. There are still things that happen. There are still emergencies and things that go on. But we have an Elohim that's so nigh unto us that he hears us when we pray. And when you can keep his laws, his statutes and commandments, life is so much better. I know it's a lot of people out there that's telling you you don't have to do it. It's not necessary. But look at all the hell and the torment and the problems and the mental problems and the stress and the pain and the anxiety and all the stuff that come along with that. But when you come over here, there's a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Hallelujah.
It really is. That's real from my heart. It's real from everything that I am. And he will provide for you because he said he would. All you got to do is trust him. You know, you have the richest people in the world. You see all these movie stars and these record producers and these rappers, all these people. They have hundreds of millions of dollars, and they talking about they depressed, and they suicidal, and they don't want to live no more. And it's like everything that you have is what everybody thinks life is all about. But it's only when you surrender your life to Yah that it's going to make a difference. I'm telling you. You don't need nobody to preach. You don't need no choir. You don't need no organ player. All you need is that book. When you open up that book and find Yah, you have found a jewel. I'm telling you. I used to preach. You know, I spoke in tongues with the best of them and preached with the rest of them. I did it. I know what church is. I know what it's supposed to bring. But once the music stops and you go out the door, it's the same stress. It is. They got them people in Hollywood so tied up, they can't even spend their money the way they want to. They have handlers to make sure that their money is only spent on certain things. It's almost like they're in a trap. They can't come out of it. You know, and it's like we are free to go where we want, eat what we want, do what we want, communicate with who we want. You know what I'm saying? It's like, is it that it seems like, yeah, you got all the toys and the frills and the thrills, but what else? Can you sleep at night? You know, do you have the peace that you need to be able to do the things that you need to do? You know, it's like it's only Yah is the only one that's gonna be able to give you that. And some of them got to sneak to do that. They got to sneak. You know, I saw Nick Cannon on YouTube, and you know, our heart goes out to you for the loss of your son. You know, we are definitely praying for you. And your child's mother, and you know it is difficult to lose a child, you know, but you just lean on Yah because he's gonna be the one to help you get through it. You know, nobody wants to lose a child, especially a newborn baby. You know, but just lean on Yah. It's gonna be praying for you. We are. We praying. We holding you up. We praying. We feel. We saw the pain. I saw the pain. We praying for you. We really are. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot to have to deal with. You know, but all praises be to the Most High Yah. You know, one good thing about that is you'll see him again. You know, I know it's no consolation now. And there's no, you know, there's not a it's not making it any easier, but you will see him again. You know, so all praises be to on this earth. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty. Woo-wee. You know, since that resurrection going to be something else. That's going to be something else.
It's ooh, not going to be quiet.
I say I'm going to be quiet. I ain't saying nothing else because that's going to be something else right there. That's going to be something else. I mean, seriously. Yes, indeed.
I
yes,
say
indeed.
That because once I was told that certain people of us, we worship, you know, loudly, and
mm-hmm.
it should be a calm, quiet thing. I'm like, are you kidding me? When you are meeting family members for the first time, friends and family that you know passed on, and you are coming together again, and you're looking forward to it, you're meeting your Elohim for the first time, what do you think it's going to be?
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Oh,
yes.
No, it's going to be, listen, when the slaves wake up, how do you think they're going to come up quietly?
No. No. It's going to be a powerful thing. Woo.
Yes, there won't be any whispering. Praising, yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, just a theme. It's like, my goodness. Oh, yes, this is what I'm saying. You know, and he knows it. He wants his people to cry out. He wants us to love him. He wants us to do those things.
Praise him. Yell out. Glorify his name.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. You know? Yes, indeed. What a powerful thing it is. What a powerful thing it is. You know, that's why I've never spent a whole lot of time talking about the other groups of people, the nations, who's not who and who what. You know, I've touched on it, but those things are, to me, are not really important as it is to know Yah. Yeah, I know Yah.
That's it. Because we're going to be surprised as to the different people that are with Yah.
Yeah, yeah.
And for we're going to be surprised to see how Judah is going to look. The nation of Judah.
Yeah, I agree. Woo. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he did. He said, exalt her. If you exalt her, she will promote thee.
Hallelujah.
Yes. How do you exalt wisdom? What do? We got to seek after her in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Right now. Right now we're speaking Yah, but we have to go after wisdom in a minute. Like, okay, how do we exalt wisdom? How do we find her? We find wisdom too. We want all of it. We want to understand who she is and how she works. Yeah, see, this is a journey. You never get through going through the journey. This is a journey.
We would always be learning. The angels in heaven are still learning.
Still
when
learning.
They see Yah. So if they're still learning, where do you leave us?
Yes. He said, forsake her not, and she will preserve thee. Love her, and she will keep thee.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. And then he go on to say, wisdom is the principal thing. Yes, wait a minute, she is the principal thing. He said, and therefore get wisdom, get her. And with all thy getting, what did he tell you to do? He said, get a little understanding. Get some understanding. It's some powerful stuff right here. If we just can do that, he says, she shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. You know, all we want to do is be held. Ain't that how a woman want to do? Just hold me sometime. You know, it's going to be it's gonna be all right. Just put your arms around me and hold me. Just put your hold me. I'm going to be all right. Just need you to hold me, and we're going to be okay. That's girl stuff there.
Just some hugs, hugs.
Yes, ain't nothing like it. Yeah, ain't nothing like it. And men think that's so corny, but the Most High just said that. He said, she shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. That's what it means. Hold me. Sometimes I just need you to hold me. Just put your arms around me and just hold me a little bit. We can just stand there. I just need that. You know. You're going to learn. They're going to learn something from this word right here because he's telling you what to do. Yes, he is. All praises be to the Most High. Yeah. You know. Hallelujah. It's a powerful thing. I'm telling you, this thing is powerful. You got to understand him because he's a man that loves Israel. He do. He loves his people. Ain't nobody like us. In our worst state, ain't nobody like us. You know, we're a different breed. We're a different form of people. And we're loving people. We might have some issues. You know, well, we are loving people.
Yes, we are, and we're going to learn to live and love 24 yes. hours a day, endlessly.
Yes, indeed. All praises be to the Most High. Yeah, I'm so excited, you know, it's a love. Love is what's going to hold it together, because he loves us. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. All praises. And they quote that so much. You know, Deuteronomy 4, 7 through 9. For what nation is there so great who have Yah so nigh unto them as the Most High Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that have statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? He says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Now you can't really teach about Yah unless you know him. You gotta know him.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta know him. It's a beautiful. It brings you to tears because it's a beautiful thing. You know, and it ain't, like I said, it ain't never in the numbers. You can have all kind of stuff jumping off. You can do all kind of things. But I would rather know God's word and be and have the spirit and the love of Yah, because it says it's the love of the Most High that draweth men unto repentance. You got to be able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, because we done all did stuff. Everybody done did something. You know, and everybody needs repentance. Everybody going to have to repent about something. Ain't nobody perfect. We done all messed up. Everybody done messed up. So we got to repent and ask the Elohim to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness and have mercy on our souls that we may live and not die. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. You know, if I've wronged anybody, I apologize. If I've hurt your feelings, I apologize. I really do. I do not want nothing holding me back. And most people that are in the dying process, you know what they say? They say it's the little things. It's the little things that eat at you at that time when you're getting ready to leave. It's the little things that you wish you could go back and correct and say you sorry. So while we still got the breath in our body, just go tell somebody you sorry. If I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Yes, it's the small thing that there's no ill feelings in you at all whatsoever about anybody. You know, it takes too much energy to hate. I can't. And be mad at folks. I can't. I was mad for years. I was mad at my ex-husband for years because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. But you know what? At some point I had to say, well, you know, he's human, you know, and whatever reason why he didn't do what he did, whether it's upbringing or whatever it was, he didn't do it. We made it. We survived. Everybody's grown now, and everybody is doing, living their life. So all praises be to the Most High Yah. And I had to forgive him. I had to. It was eating at me. You know, I just got tired of being mad all the time and got tired of having bad feelings all the time. No, I'm not going to do that. We made it. We made it. It might not have been the way I thought we were supposed to do it, but we made it. You know, we didn't miss no meals, and even if you did, you survived. We made it. So all praises be unto Yah. You know, and you just have to let it go because they, you know, and you can't go back and redo life over. You can't. That's in the past. That's gone. Okay. And whatever they put you through, you made it out of it. You made it out. You know, and you just keep moving. You know, I tell people that all the time. You know, I used to do foster care. And, you know, a lot of the children had gone through some form of abuse. And I used to tell them all the time, I said, you know, it's a mean person that preys on children. It's a person that has either been preyed upon as a child, and he or she has made a decision to be a predator, or they just plain evil. But it's a mean thing to prey upon children. However, you know, if you're out of the situation, then you're out. Start today. Today is day one of a brand new chapter, you know, and in order for you to release that, you have to release it. You have to move on. You can't let it determine your future because you never have to see those people again if you don't want to. Well, and you have to move on and live your life because you only get one. It's only one. There's no dress rehearsals. There's none. And people be going for years and years hating people. You know, it's like, I'm not getting ready to do that. I'm not. That takes too much energy. I'm not going, no. No, that's on you. I've just refused to live. And one day the light bulb came on, and I said, you know, I refuse to go through that anymore. I'm not going to be mad at him because of what I thought he should have did. He didn't do it. But what he did do, I thanked him for what he did do when he was doing right. And I went on. I had to release myself. Because it's not worth being mad all the time. You know, some women get so mad, they go out to shoot them. It's like, it's not that serious. You know, and I know it's hard, but it ain't. But trust me, it ain't that serious. You know, it's not. You know, because they ain't doing right. Because it just ain't. You just, you gotta man up. You got to do what you got to do. And yeah, it's going to be hard, but you'll be all right. You'll make it. You know, because one thing about kids, if they keep on living, they grow up. Everybody grow up. You know, now, it might not have been the life you thought they were supposed to live, but they still grow up. If you keep on living, they going to grow up. So you got to just move on and be happy. You choose to be happy, you know, and you make yourself happy. And one of the Israelite sisters told her husband, he said, your job is to make me happy. He said, no, it ain't either. I said, oh, here we go. You know, now I thought about it. Can you really put that responsibility on another person? So they supposed to spend their life making sure you happy? So when they supposed to be happy? So he's supposed to be with you, and because you think you deserve that, he's supposed to spend the rest of his life trying to make you happy. Really? So what you, how when you going to make him happy? How does that work? You know, you got to find happiness in yourself. Now, you spend your life with another person, and you spend time with each other, and you find happiness in that. But nobody is charged with the orders of making you happy. I mean, that's a lie. Somebody agree? I mean, for real, because she really felt like that. She said, it's your job to, when she told me, it's your job to make sure my dreams come true. He said, no, it ain't. Woo, this is fun. I mean, you know, when you get a little older and you hear these young people talk, it is fun, and you just looking like, wow. You know, if I'm supposed to keep you happy, well, what happens when I ain't happy? How that work? You know? So when do I get my turn? Do I get a turn? You know? It's something else, I'm telling you. But, hey, you got to find happiness in yourself. You have to be all right with who you are. You do. You know, because can't nobody make you happy. You know, you can't find, if y'all can't make you happy, you ain't nobody going to make you happy. Sure, be happy. Choose to be happy. Choose not to be mad and choose to be happy. It's a choice that we make. You know, when them bad feelings come up, shake them off. Cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, and bring into obedience every thought unto Christ. And you know what I'm saying? You got to be able to make, you know, cast them spirits down. Think on things that are pure. Think on things that are lovely. Think on things that are just. He said, if it be any virtue, if it be any praise, think on those things. When them evil thoughts come in your mouth, shake that stuff off. You ain't got to entertain it. That's the battle I have. I constantly keep my mind in check. Nope, we ain't going there. Nope, we ain't getting ready to have that conversation. Nope. Nope, I ain't getting ready to do that. And I try to think, and that's when, that's when I usually pick up that word. And I put that, because I want that word going through my mind. Nope, we ain't getting ready to be mad at nobody. Nope, well, you did what you did. You're forgiven. Somebody called me the other day, will you please forgive me? You're forgiven. And I keep it moving. Well, you know you did such, such. He know, they know what they did to you. You're forgiven. Keep it moving. That's how we keep our thoughts pure and our minds pure. That's how we resist the devil, because he's going to always bring a thought up in there. Now, you know he ain't no good. You know what he did to you 15 years ago. That was 15 years ago. It's over. You know how dirty he was. Well, that was 15 years ago. You know? Live life. Be happy. That's why I said, when you learn to love y'all and you get in this word, you will learn that it will come with a joy that you just never thought you had. You know, it is. It's a beautiful thing. You know? He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Because you ain't chasing something that's unattainable. You know? You're not. You're gonna be all right. Everything's going to work itself out. Now, does that mean you have to work? Yes, you still got to go to work. Does that mean sometimes you need somebody to talk to? Yes, it does. But make sure the people that you choose to talk to are people that can throw that word at you, that can be positive. Because if you get with the pity party club, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Don't get with the girls that's at the pity party club. Everybody crying in the circle with a glass of wine talking about how life should have been. No, don't even get that. Leave that alone. Go to the other folks that say God is good. Y'all is good. Isn't it a wonderful day? Yes, this is the day that y'all made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a beautiful day to be alive. Ain't it a beautiful day to be alive? Because some people didn't make it this morning. Those are the people that you surround yourself with. And spend time with the mope club. Let the people that mope want to mope, let them mope by themselves. No. We ain't ain't going to do that. No, he don't love me no more, girl. He gone. He done married somebody else and got kids, and you still crying over him. Move on. Can't even walk down the same street y'all walk down, because your heart's so broken. Move on. You fantasizing. Move on. Find something else to do. Be happy. You can't be happy with nobody else. Move on. No, he ain't thinking about you. You know, that's real. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We got to choose, make our choices. He said, choose this day. He said, choose life. That means you got to choose the positive things. No negative stuff going on. No. You know, be choose to be happy. Wake up and tell them, I am beautiful. I am a beautiful person. In spite of what somebody else may say, you got to be confident within yourself and say, I am a beautiful person, and I am going out and have a wonderful day. Leave evil people by themselves. Some people wake up in the morning mean. It's like, oh, my goodness. Mm-mm. This is what it is. Mean all the time. We don't want to live like that. We waiting on y'all to come and get us. We want to be happy. Might sit around angry all the time, scared. You can't even walk through your house because you scared you're going to upset someone. Uh-uh. No, honey. You got. No. We're going to be happy in here. No. No. So I just want to share that with you guys today. You know, and you go up and down. You know, sometimes things happen in life. But even when they happen, try to find the good in it, you know, because we don't, that's why I was telling you guys about that movie that Brother Uriah told me about, you know, and it was so profound because when you watch the different things happen to the man, everybody around him didn't know what was going on, but they saw the deterioration of things, and they tried to explain why it was happening, and you know, he couldn't even see it at first. But that's what we don't know. All things work together for the good to them who love Yah and are the called according to his purpose. And the scripture says, and we know all things work together for the good to them who love Yah and are the called according to his purpose. That means everything. That means if it's time for you to lose your job, it's time for you to fail to be another job coming up. Or if somebody going to bring you some money somewhere. If something happens, it's supposed to happen. You got to be able to see the good in it. And so a lot of times, it's so that Yah can get the glory. Business deal could have went bad. And that wasn't the one you were supposed to have. Maybe it's somebody else you're supposed to connect with to do something else with because the people you thought was going to work for you ain't going to work in the long run, down the long run. So all things work together. And the biggest advice I can give you is before you make a move, you go and you bend your knee and go in prayer and ask him what move. That's why I said wisdom is the principal thing. Ask. Is this the right move I'm making? Send me a sign. Let me know if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Because one thing I've learned is if it's Yah, the door going to push right open. If you got to force it open, that ain't what he got for you. Ain't what he got for you. You got to trust him. You got to trust him. So, you know, these are the things that we learn. And as we live, we practice these things. And it makes life so much easier. It does. You know, it does. And have the expectation that you're going to be the best person you can be. And be that person. You know? So, you know, if that's the advice I can give you today, those are the things that I think that are important today. You know, learn, do that mental gym, do that mental exercise. If it can, evil stuff come in, cast it down. You know, I'm going to think on things that are lovely. I'm going to think on things that are just. I'm going to think on things that are pure. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, I'm going to think on them things. I'm not letting my mind go on the dark side. We ain't doing that. Rebuke the devil and he'll flee. You ain't got to act it out. why don't you do so-and-so? Why don't you do that? Sometimes you got to talk back to him and tell him to go back to hell where he came from. You go to hell and back where you came from and leave me alone. I mean, real talk. Sometimes you got to speak that stuff out. I ain't doing that. We going to trust y'all. You ain't got to act out every thought that come in your mind. You know. So we know who we serve. We serve the true and living Elohim. He was talking when he left. He's still talking. He said the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. It will. Just got to have patience and trusting. I think that might be the 1,900th time I've said that. You got to trust him. 1,901. You know, we got to trust him. That's all we got. We don't have nothing else. There's nothing else. We can't put our trust in this country. We can't put our trust in this system. We can't put our trust in this economy. We can't put our trust in man. Because all of this could fold at any moment. We have to put our trust in Yah. And that's where he's going to lead his children and his people out of here when the time comes. We can't rush it. We got to live it and wait on him. Got to wait on him. And be patient. You know, and like I said, wisdom is the principal thing. And with all thy getting, what he said? He said, get understanding. You know, and that's in every facet of your life. Every facet. You know, don't be so hasty to jump. Look into a matter well. The Bible tell you to look well into a matter before you make a decision. Look into it. From who you're going to date, who you're going to marry, the business contacts you're going to have, all of it, the job you're going to take, look well into the matter. And then we'll go from there. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. And we are coming up on the end of our show. I have enjoyed it as usual. I hope that it has been encouraging to you as it has been for me. You know, I'm learning my Elohim. I'm getting to know him. I'm spending time with him in his word. I've met some of his children. You all I have met, we have been on the phone together for years. It's an honor to me, family, and to know that one day we will all live together with him living with us. And it's going to be a blessing to be able to have that story because everybody don't have that story. Every nation can't say that. You know, good, bad, or indifferent. We're going to break bread together one day. We're going to sit together and eat and break bread, and we're going to talk about how good he was and remember when. And I'm so glad this is over, and we don't have to do that no more. We're going to have those conversations one day because he said we would. And I can't wait. Some of you I've never met. Some of you I have. And some of you will meet again. But in the meantime and in the between time, the only thing I can tell you is trust Yah. You know? And wait on him and everything is going to be all right. And on that note, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Don't forget, we're going to have our Bible study class, our Old Testament reading on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. If you can call into the same number, we read 5 chapters a night. We talk about it. We hang up. It takes sometimes it takes an hour, sometimes it takes 30 minutes. It just depends. The same number, 720-820-1215. 720-820-1215. Thursday night, we're in the New Testament. We're reading again 5 chapters. We go through each book. We talk about it. We hang up. Same number, 720-820-1215. 720-820-1215. Saturday, we're going to be on the Godhead again. It's going to get hot and heated. It's going to be exciting. Same phone number, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 720-820-1215. 720-820-1215. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week. We'll see you later, and shalom, shalom, everybody.